Kirsten Holmes is a senior at the Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Washington, D.C., and a member of the concert choir there. She remembers about a month ago getting a call from her choir director, Patrick Lundy, about a special gig.
He was like, there's been this opportunity for you and some others to perform at NPR. I'm like, NPR, if, to my knowledge, is Tiny Desk. But I'm like,
that's
okay.
That's all you know of NPR, Tiny Desk.
I was like, I'm going to wait, though. And so then the next, when we all met up, they was like, yeah, so basically y'all are going to be on Tiny Desk behind Bono and The Edge. You're like, oh.
I believe it's pronounced Bono.
Bono and The Edge. I'm sorry. Bono and The Edge. And we were like, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's when I first found out.
That's her classmate and fellow choir member, sophomore Javon Skipper.
Mm-hmm. I was like, Tiny Desk. Wait a minute. NPR?
Like, I watch this all the time.
But did you both know you two? Did you both know who Bono was?
I had found out prior, but my parents do. He's like, you too?
Not even like, parents, my dad. Because I know my dad was like, look him up. So I looked him up, and like, I see they performed at the Super Bowl. I'm like, oh, they must be like big news.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Performing at the Super Bowl.
Youngins, you know, we're young, so we're still learning and stuff, but it's just a wow moment.
So like one of the songs that you did with them was Beautiful Day. It's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. That's my jam.
Okay, because it's a lot of people's jam. Like, Obama played Beautiful Day on the campaign trail. And for you, is it just like, oh, this is a good tune?
I was like, oh, this is so nice, you know. But I didn't know that about Obama.
Yeah. There he is.
Can you throw in an ooh or something?
Did Bono seem different? Did you get the sense of like, oh yeah, this is why he's one of the biggest rock stars in the world? Or were you just like, well, he was really
chill, like down to earth. Yeah, and I love how they weren't big-headed, because I know how sometimes when you're in the presence of someone with a higher status, it could be really intimidating. And I didn't feel like any of us felt intimidation from them. It was just it was like a learning experience. Like, they was like, well, what do y'all think would fit, you know, good in this part? And it was
Wow, he asked for your input.
Yes.
Like,
nice. Yeah, one of our friends,
by accident.
On accident.
We couldn't get the words right. So he accidentally sung the wrong thing. And Bono was like, oh, wait, what
like
did you
that.
Just do?
Like
I like that.
That.
Like,
do you remember what it was?
It was a part in the song where it was like, ba, ba, ba.
Oh, yeah, the same note over and over again. That was just one of the members of the choir came up with that on the fly.
Yeah, it was an accident. He was like, I like that, man.
Come on.
You're on the road. But you got no
dance. He was like, oh, okay.
It was funny because we all knew it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But then we kind of just went along with it, and Bono was like, he likes it, so we just did it.
Even if that doesn't ring true, you've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, I just know I felt really grateful to just have this opportunity and grateful that I attend the school that I attend, because it's like our school creates these possibilities for us, because I know for sure this wouldn't happen if I wasn't at Duke.
So
it was just a really appreciative, grateful moment.
We're around the corner from Duke Ellington School of the Arts.
Was there any moment that you were singing with them that you got goosebumps, like a specific part of a song?
I actually, this is probably my favorite part. It was on the song Walk On.
Walk On. It was amazing.
Really
it was
happy.
Just, I think my moment was just seeing the people's reaction, just to allow other people to feel the enjoyment of what we, you know, are gifted to do. And it was just really good.
At the end where it was, we were like, walk on, walk on, walk on. And then the Sopranos, walk on, walk.
Mm-hmm.
I love that part. And it sounded so good.
Hills that you climb, all that you can. Leave it behind, not gonna leave it behind.
I want to end by talking about your future as artists and musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Kirsten, I know you favor jazz and opera. Javon, you're more R&B gospel. What do you imagine yourselves doing after you're done with high school? How do you see yourselves making music?
Me, I know for sure I'm going to do Christian music. Also, opera is now a must-do for me, and I really just want to grow in the classical realm.
I feel like I would probably, like, do both. Like, I would do gospel and R&B. I guess I just like the feeling that I can make someone's day with the gift that God gave me. Like, ever since I was younger, I just loved singing for people and making people feel better and just, like, encouraging people.
Well, I'm excited to see what you both do next.
Thank you so much.
Kirsten Holmes and Javon Skipper sing in the concert choir at the Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Washington, D.C. It has been great talking with you, and congratulations on your Tiny Desk debut.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
He can sing that bit. Choir Master Patrick is singing that part.
The Tiny Desk Concert Series turns 15 next month, and you can watch the full show with members of U2 and the Duke Ellington School of the Arts Concert Choir, along with more than 1,000 other Tiny Desks, at nprmusic.org.